I've got the food. D's got the beer. It's time to feed the resistance. Good morning, D.
Good morning, Pat.
It's Festivus.
Ho, ho, ho.
I noticed that on the calendar. I guess I didn't know there was an official Festivus day.
Yeah.
But I noticed that on the calendar last week when I was looking ahead, seeing what do I want to do for next week for Feed the Resistance. I thought, are there any specific Festivus recipes? So I Googled it, and I came up with this recipe from a Savour magazine.
Oh, wow.
Back in 2010, written by a guy that actually wrote a book about Festivus. His name is Alan Sulkin. He wrote a book called Festivus, The Holiday for the Rest of Us. Of course, the whole thing coming from that Seinfeld episode way back when. And he said the essential elements of Festivus are airing of grievances, feats of strength, in place of a tree, an unadorned aluminum pole.
Yeah.
Those are the key elements of Festivus. And then he did a whole chapter on food to serve for Festivus. And he said the best food in that entire chapter is what he called the Festivus pole stuffed with chocolate salami.
Alan, you're a handful.
He said it's a slight intoxicating, very faintly hallucinatory effect.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm into it.
So we're going to be tripping balls today?
And when you look at it, when it's all wrapped up like a salami, it could be a salami or it could be a big Bob Marley joint.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not sure which. It's a salami. It's not actually meat. It's just lots of chocolate.
Right. I'm a fan.
So he worked with one of the chefs from Savour magazine to create the recipes that are in this book. And this one was published in Savour along with this article about his book called Yes, Virginia, There Is a Festivus Salami.
Oh, my God.
The Festivus Salami has butter, egg yolks, sugar, cocoa, orange liqueur, tea biscuits or plain butter cookies, ginger snaps and cocoa nibs in it.
Okay.
And they're just all kind of mixed up together and then rolled into kind of a salami shape and then put in the fridge for like 5 hours. And there you have your
like a fridge cookie.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There you have your
weird
salami. It's weird, but my wife and I had it last night. We had it last night with a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Just a cheap Chardonnay, and it tasted freaking great.
Sure. Yeah. Very decadent, I assume.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, pairing. So I thought, obviously, it's going to be a very strong, very sweet salami. Is that appropriate?
Yeah, I don't even know if you can really consider it a salami. There's no meat in it.
I'm going to say strong, sweet salami on the air. I don't even know if I can say that. So I figured we should go with something strong and sweet.
Okay.
So Priest, Prophet, and King is from our friends at Carbon 4.
Okay.
So the beginning of the year, the first liquid to go through Carbon 4 is the PPK, and then they age it all year in different barrels.
Oh, okay.
So, and then they
so
release
this
it.
Literally been aging since last year this time.
Yep, 100%. Okay. So then they release it at their anniversary parties that they have in January. So you can get this version on Saturday, January 21st for their 10-year anniversary party. They're going to have cake and tours and all kinds of special releases, but it's Priest, Prophet, and King 2022 Barrel-Aged Barley Wine Ale.
But you are special, so you have it now?
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
Yeah.
How'd you get a hold of it? Or can't you tell?
I know people.
You know people?
Okay. I have friends.
Okay. All
so, right. Yeah. And then you brought up how the Tap That Beer of the Week will probably be good with it, too. So we have two beers.
Yeah. The Tap That Beer of the Week's got cocoa nibs in it. So
yeah.
I figured that'd go well with the cocoa nibs in the salami.
I'm
learning
proud
from you.
I'm
learning.
I'm so proud. It's awesome.
Well, so should we try this then?
Let's do it.
Grab a little piece of salami there. Can I say that on the radio?
I don't know.
Oh, it's very crumbly. I warn you of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good, though.
And I'm trying your beer first.
Okay, me too.
And I love that combination. That's fantastic.
Dude, very, very rich. It is, I mean, if you have a sweet tooth urge, this would satiate it in one tiny little cookie.
I do have a sweet tooth urge, as you know.
Yes.
And this is good. I'm going to try it with the Tap That Beer of the Week, which is just
Fireside Chat,
yeah,
from 21st Amendment. And this has like some more like holiday spices in it. So it kind of fits with the Festivus.
With the theme, yeah.
Yeah, I love it, dude.
I think I like yours better as a pairing. I like both the beers, though.
Mm-hmm, totally. And this bad boy, this is 11.3%, Pat. So I'm taking my shirt off. It's the holidays.
Happy Festivus. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday, right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.